everybody. Welcome back to the Real Madrid podcast on what is a special day for the club today as they celebrate their 118th birthday. The club, remember, who were voted the greatest of the 20th century, also its most successful. 33 titles at home, but it's in the European theatre where the legend has been forged with 13 European Cup victories, and on the world stage, 3 Intercontinental and 4 FIFA Club World Cups, all of which have been celebrated by worldwide support greater than that of any other club. So, it's a happy 118th birthday then to Real Madrid. Coming up today, then, we will look ahead to this weekend's opponents, Real Betis. But first, let's round up what's been making the press and media headlines over the last few days. And firstly, some good news. Eden Hazard has been successfully operated on in Dallas. The doctor, Eugene Carey, who is the specialist consultant for the Dallas Cowboys, successfully completed surgery on Hazard's ankle. Now begins the rehabilitation, and this road to recovery is expected to last between 2 to 3 months. The likelihood is that he will not see first team football for the remainder of this season, as the club certainly won't want to rush him back, preferring instead to make sure he's ready for the new season. He is, though, expected to be able to play some part in this summer's European Championships. Lots of comment over the last few days about Mariana and what Zidane will consider for this weekend in this ever-changing chart of who's in and who's out. His goal, it says, has elevated him above Jovic and Bale. Zidane, remember, last weekend said he is the third striker. Nothing has changed. Well, expect to see him at least on the bench this weekend, and if we're still level with 10 minutes to go, maybe we'll be seeing him for the second time in 2 weeks for the first time this season. And what of Gareth Bale? Well, it hasn't escaped the media attentions that he hasn't played any part whatsoever in the two biggest games of the season. Now, Zidane continues to say that he has not lost hope with Bale, but the press are keen to point out Bale's diminishing returns. He scored in just one game in La Liga this season. It was back on September the 1st, where he scored 2 against Villarreal and then sensationally got sent off as well. Since when, he's managed just 1 goal against Unionistas in the Cup. At present, then, it's his least impactful season since 2007-08, when he scored 2 goals in his first season at Tottenham Hotspur. One of those who has profited from Bale's fall is Vinicius. He was on YouTube yesterday clearing up exactly what happened in that incident when Gerard Piqué squared up to him, asking, "Are you crazy? What's wrong with you? I didn't touch you." Now, Vinicius answered, "I thought that he stepped on me, but when I saw the video, I realised it wasn't him, it was Arthur. That's why he asked me if I was crazy." Now let's take a look at some of the transfer rumours and speculation. Madrid, in particular Zidane, have been told to hurry up and make a decision on Donny van de Beek, or he risks being lured to Premier League. At this point, though, you have to say, with Odegaard's return, a fit Eden Hazard, a young Valverde, and Cruz still in his prime, it's difficult to see where he would actually fit into Zidane's plans. Now, Mariana might have scored a goal, but the search for a striker rolls on. The latest name under the microscope, the Argentine forward Lucas Ocampos, bought by Sevilla and Lopetegui last summer from Marseille for just 15 million euro. Now, he settled into life relatively easily in Spain, as you can see from his return. 11 goals and 3 assists so far. And that form has got him selected for the national team, where he scored as well on his debut. So 2 in the first 2 internationals versus Germany and Ecuador. He's well travelled, by the way. Monaco, Marseille, Genoa and Milan on loan since his move to Europe from River Plate a few years back. His termination clause sits at around 60 million. Isco's future, well, it looked to be very much away from Real Madrid over the last 18 difficult months, but such has been his transformation that any interest will now fall pretty much on deaf ears, as Zidane has let it be known that he has no intention of letting him go. As for the player, his next job is to convince Luis Enrique to pick him for the European Championships. Now, a very excitable press and media remain awash with rumours of a summer double deal with Borussia Dortmund for both Erling Haaland and Jadon Sancho. Now, Dortmund have instead refused to budge on their valuation of 140 million for Sancho, with Haaland valued at 100 million. Now, Sancho, let go by Manchester City, has been a huge hit in Bundesliga. 27 goals in 68 for a 19-year-old. And this season, 14 goals with 14 assists. Now, Haaland's form has been equally as meteoric, with barely any let-up in his form from Salzburg this season. He scored 26 goals in 23 games at both clubs. And since his move to Borussia Dortmund, that form has continued. He's played 9 games in Bundesliga, Champions League and Cup, and he scored 12 goals. Now, another name reappearing in the news, this time in Italy, is Milan keeper Donnarumma, whose contract is up next year. And he, it's said by this report, is wanted as backup for Thibaut Courtois. You'd have to say, though, the likelihood of him signing to sit on the bench and play second fiddle to Courtois, who has been in such incredible form, well, it's likely to be zero, you would have thought. Time now then to look ahead to this weekend's meeting with Real Betis. First of all, the predicted lineups from today's media: Courtois, Mendy, Ramos, Varane, Carvajal, Casemiro, Cruz, Valverde, Isco, Vinicius and Benzema. Now, Isco, who missed training earlier this week, returned on Thursday. The full squad is available for Zidane, bar, of course, Asensio and Hazard. Now, overall, this is the 112th meeting between Madrid and Real Betis. The overall record, 62 victories for Real Madrid, 24 draws, 25 losses. Earlier this season, it ended 0-0 in Bernabeu on one of those days when whatever Madrid created, and they created a lot, they simply couldn't break Betis' resistance. 22 attempts on goal created without any luck. The feature of that game was Betis' ability to hit on the counter-attack. Now, despite the fact they had just 37% of the possession, they still created 13 chances in that game. That meant Madrid had taken just 1 point from the last 9 at home against Betis, and they hadn't scored a single goal in those 3 games. Now, compare that to the recent away record. It's 13 points from the last 15, and get this, 19 goals scored as well in that time. Last year, it was goals from Modric and Ceballos, which ensured a 2-1 victory. Betis' record at home against Real Madrid is not good. Since a 3-1 victory in September of 2001, Juan de Ramos was the man in charge back then, they've won just twice at home, in February 2008 and the last time they won at home back in November of 2012. 37 games in total this millennium. Betis have won just 5. But these games are usually competitive, and whatever Madrid take from this game, it will be worked for. Madrid's record score here, by the way, 6-1. That was back in October of 2016. Now, 7 of the players who started that day could start again this weekend. Let's take a look at the tail of the tape then ahead of this game. Betis starting in 14th place on 30 points in La Liga. They've won just 7 of the 26 games played this season, and they do concede goals, 42 in all, which is the 3rd worst defence in La Liga this season. They haven't won a game in the last 7 since an impressive victory over Sociedad back in January. and that's the only win in La Liga since early December. Home form is erratic at best. On the very good days, they've beaten Valencia, Athletic Club and Sociedad, and they ran Barca close as well here, losing 3-2 on February the 9th. Teams do, though, come here and score. They've kept just one clean sheet at home this season. And what to look out for then? Just 7 players in this squad have actually scored a goal this season. Top scorer is Lauren on 9 goals. He hasn't actually scored, though, at home since November. But that said, he's still having his best season for goals scored in his time in the top flight. He's also provided a couple of assists. 11 different players have provided an assist, with the 21-year-old Brazilian Emerson, the right-sided defender, providing the most with 5 ahead of Canales and Moreno, who are on 4 each. Keep an eye on the discipline in this game, because it's fair to say that Betis have had a problem or two this campaign. 74 yellow cards and 7 red cards have been shown. Moroccan international Fedal has been sent off twice this campaign. Guardado, Mandy, Emerson, all being yellow carded 8 times each. In all, 21 players in this squad have picked up at least a yellow card this season. So the key numbers then, 1.4 goals per game for Betis, 1.8 for Real Madrid this season, 54.5% average possession Betis, 56.5% for Real Madrid, pass completion 82.9% for Betis, 86.6% Real Madrid, 12.3 shots per game for Betis, 16.2 for Real Madrid, and 13.3 tackles per game for Betis, 16 for Real Madrid. Now, they will not want to revisit the performance and result like Levante a couple of weeks ago. That defeat for Real Madrid ended a run of 6 straightaway victories. Overall, then, for the season, 19 games have been played away from home. Real Madrid, remember, have lost just 3. That's in all competitions as well, winning 12 and drawing 4. And that's it for today. If you're having your own Real Madrid birthday celebration, then wherever you're listening, enjoy your day. And don't forget, you can catch up with all of the season's news so far via the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com or across any of the streaming media platforms. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, enjoy this weekend's match. For the moment, though, from me, Tim Capel. Bye-bye for now.